Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just calling to give you an update. Star is a letter of authorization from the insurance, okay? So we are reaching out to them every day or every other day. Get a hold of your nurse, service coordinator. You can just let them know.
You said, I'm sorry, you said let the service coordinate that you guys got the authorization.
So we're trying to get the authorization. We've been contacting them daily at this point, yeah. So I just wanted to keep you posted. And also, if you can get a hold of the service coordinator, you can also let them know.
I tried to reach out to him Friday, and then I also tried to reach out to him today again, sent him a phone call, and I sent him a text message for the hours that I was trying to switch over to Divinity.
Okay, so if we can't get through to him, I would say by Wednesday we'll reach out to a supervisor.
Okay. Now,
All
what
right.
hours are you guys, are you speaking of that you have in front of me that you're trying to get authorized? Because it should be right now. I think it's Family First, the Sharia's, I think. Let me see what I sent them today. Give me one second. I'll tell you exactly what I sent them. So it will be the overnight hours.
So the
If I'm
last we
wrong.
heard was 205 hours per week.
What for? That's what we were switching over?
Yes, that's the last that we heard from the insurance. Obviously, we won't know for sure until we get the authorization because that's the final.
It wouldn't be that many. Yeah, it wouldn't be that many hours because the hours are split. So right now it looks like it's 6, 12, 1, 2, 3, 6, 12, 18, 24, probably 25 hours right now, and it's about to come over. And then I have to
25
wait.
weekly.
Yeah, and then I had, those are not the only hours. I'm just doing it in waves because I want to confirm that the changes are being made, and it's a little bit difficult to get in touch with him, so I didn't want to do everything in that very moment, and then I can't reach him, to make any other changes.
I
So
see.
that's what I
Okay.
text him today. That's what I text him today. I had a conversation with him last week about this, and on Friday, and I told him I would text him the hours, but we were still in between the other company trying to verify which hours were what because we're having an issue with the overlapping of the overnight hours. So I had to verify first, which I did today. I had the meeting with the other company, and then I sent him a text message to let him know what hours were coming over. I haven't heard anything back from him yet, so
I see.
that's
Okay.
kind of where we're at with things.
All right, so I put that in the notes, so we'll look out, see when we get it, how much it says, and then we'll give you a call right when we get it.
And I could tell you exactly what days it was for and which employee it was that whose hours they were. I could tell you that right now. So if you want to write it down.
Yeah,
So
I'll
if you
take
do
that
get him
down.
on the phone before I do. So it's Sunday, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. And it looks like Saturdays would either be 12 a.m. to 7 or 12 a.m. to 6. Still trying to figure it out because he does have like an hour lapse on the weekends and like a 2 hour lapse. I'm sorry, an hour lapse during the weekdays and a 2 hour lapse on the weekends.
Okay, so I
So
have
that
here
Saturday is the
Sunday.
only one that's questionable.
Okay, so Sunday, Monday,
Sunday
and
and Saturday.
Wednesdays, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes. And then Saturday looks like 12 a.m. to 7. The only difference is that it might just be an hour, it might be maybe an hour less. I just have to confirm to make sure we're
Okay.
not overlapping nobody else's schedule. And then the employee's name should be Tyrone. I think I sent him all of the onboarding information. So that's his shift right now currently. So that's the one that he would be taking.
Tyrone Madison? Madison.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we do have that information over here. Okay,
Okay.
so that's what we're starting off with for now.
Yes, and then I
Okay.
think, I don't know if Miss Crystal did her application through you guys or not, because that's the other overnight person. So once I can get her on board, then we'll move her hours over too.
Okay.
Just so we have some consistency. But as of right now, that's what I sent the service coordinator to move over, because I know Tyrone has finished his warm board and I was able to confirm the hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll just get started with this and then we'll move forward from there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And he should have it, because I texted this to him exactly like I gave it to you. I texted to him, so he should have it. And like you said, if we don't get in touch with him on Wednesday, then yeah, we're just going to have to escalate it to a supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, well, we'll be in touch. Hopefully we'll receive it soon.
Okay.
Okay, have a good
one.
All right,
thank you. You too.